Thank you, Jesus. The one that called the thing that be not into being. The one that gives hope to hopeless situations. The one that called death situation into life. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. You've been a faithful God. The one that creates the times and the seasons. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. We give you glory. That we are here this morning is by your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Yes, you are. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You've got times and seasons in your
be the God.
begin to worship the King of Kings. If you know you do not have any other God but Him, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, just begin to worship Him. Just begin to give Him glory. The one who knows your end from the beginning. Father, we thank you. The one that knew us even before we were formed in our mother's womb. Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, O Lord. The one that has a purpose for our lives. The one that is taking us somewhere to fulfill the purpose that He has for us. Father, we thank you. We bless your name, O Lord. Ah, thank you, Jesus. The one that death could not hold down. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. The one that made the way in the sea. The one that rained manna from heaven. The one that caused the dead to come to life. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O Lord. Makroto sekatadada. Makata seketete. The one that gave wisdom to Joseph to be able to interpret the dream. Father, we say thank you. We bless your name, O Lord. Thank you, Father. You never fail. You never sleep nor slumber. You have never failed me, O Lord. You have never failed your church. Father, we say thank you, Lord. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for our children. We thank you for the church of God. We thank you for the times and seasons, O Lord. Makoto sekadaka. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am that I am. Jehovah Nissi. Thank you, Father. We bless your name, O Lord. We bless your name, O Lord. Alpha and Omega. Jehovah Shalom. Our great provider. Our director. Thank you, Lord. Our solid rock, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, O Lord. Thank you, Father. You've been a faithful God. Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we've worshipped. Father, we just thank you at this time, O Lord. We thank you for your grace that is sufficient, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you are our God. We thank you, Lord, because, Lord, we have no one but you, O Lord. We have no one, O Lord. Father, Lord, you are the solid rock upon which we stand, O Lord. We have come before your throne of grace, O Lord. Father, Lord, today, O Lord, let your name be glorified. We have come before your throne of grace. We thank you, Lord, from the beginning of this service to this time you have been with us, O Lord. Father, we pray even at this time, O Lord, let there be visitation, let there be impartation, let there be revival, let needs be met, let yoke be broken, let burdens be lifted up our shoulders, let there be healing, let there be testimonies, let there be miracles in the name of Jesus. At the end, let your name alone be glorified in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. And tell somebody you're welcome to the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Has God been good to you? I know that the Lord has been good to me. Hallelujah. Some people are online, right? God bless you all too. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God has been a faithful God. You know, He never sleeps nor slumber concerning us. Amen. You know, I always have that in my mind that, you know, God is always there. Even when we think that He's not there, He's there with us. You know, that's why we must appreciate Him, because He never fails. And He will never fail. He has never failed. And He will never fail in the name of Jesus. So on Wednesday, we started the topic, Walk with God. So we are going to continue with that today. So our topic is Walk with God. Walk with God. You know, God told Abraham, say, walk before me and be thou perfect. And the Bible verse that we read, Genesis 6, let's read that. He says that Noah walked with him. Hallelujah. Okay, let me read it. You know, ready. Hallelujah. Genesis 6. think we read from verse 4, right? He said, and the Lord, okay. He said, there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of this heart was only evil continually. 6. And he repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air. For it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. May we find grace in the name of Jesus. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. The Bible says he walked with God. Let's read that together, please. 9. He said, let's read from 8, then 9. He said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. He walked with God. 10 says, and Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. Hallelujah. 12 there, and you know, I read up to 12. We're going to go to John 2. 1 John 2. We are going to read from verse 4. He said, he that seeth, I know him, and keepeth not his commandment, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. Because we all say we know him, but do we really know him? He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandment. I was going to read that again. Praise the Lord. Not his commandment. It's a liar, and the truth is not what? In him. But whosoever keepeth his words, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that seeth, he abideth in him, ought himself also so to do what? To walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandments unto you, but an old commandment which ye have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. The word, praise the Lord. The word which what we have heard. The word of God. Tell your neighbor, walk with God. Is somebody sleeping on me now? Walk with God. Hallelujah. So God is telling us to walk with him. Whether you walk before him or you walk with him, you are doing what? Abiding in him. Hallelujah. Because when we describe what is, you know, walk is actually advancing. Hallelujah. But when we talk about walking with God, it's abiding in his word, following his footstep, living our life according to his word, living our lives in obedience to God's word. Hallelujah. Living our life according to his word, according to his spirit, obeying his word. When he saw Abraham, he singled him out. We are talking today about, some people have female, some people have male. Abraham didn't have any. But from that, a long time, he didn't tell the wife, no, I can't. I don't want to marry you again. You know, we can't be two men in the house. He still kept the wife. They never quarreled. He did not sneak to go and sleep with the servant until the wife said, okay, when she thought that was the way that God, the covenant will work, that she gave Abraham the her maid. He was a just man. So God singled him and said, walk before me. Because sometimes our goodness to God is not good enough. Hallelujah. It will walk before me and be thou perfect. Now, it's so Noah again. In the world, there are so many people in the world. That's why when God is saying that many are called, but few are chosen. He knows what he's talking about because he knows you. He knows me. I might deceive you, you might deceive me, but God knows who I am inside. Hallelujah. He knows you. We can be twins. We have the same name. It does not matter. Even if somebody has the same name with me, he knows me, the Henrietta that he's talking about. Hallelujah. So he knows you. He knows us. That's why he singled Noah out. He saw Noah. Because when God looks at us, he doesn't just look at us physically. He looks at us. Looks at who? Our inside, our mindset, our heart. Hallelujah. He knows. When he looks at us, he looks at it. Because you know that what goes into a man doesn't really define a man, but what comes out tells who you are. Some people say it's by accident, it's devil. No, it's what has been dwelling in your mind. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the Lord will single us out for his glory in the name of Jesus. So I want us to understand that verse that we read just shows that Noah knew, you know, Noah was just, you know, righteous. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we just think, sometimes, because I sit down and I think, I say, oh, how did, you know, the first God created Adam and Eve. Then again, Adam and Eve gave birth to what? Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel, then Seth. Then Cain and Abel, one did what? Cain killed Abel because Abel had a good heart. You know, he did not think of bringing things that are all the bad things that, you know, he brought the best things that God will accept. Hallelujah. Who told him that? They saw their parents, what they were doing, and they followed it. But one decided to say, ah, what? The way Judas said, oh, that oil, they would have used it. At the end of the day, who betrayed? It was Judas that betrayed Jesus. Hallelujah. So let us be careful. You know, a lot of people say, oh, what are they doing with tithes and offering? What? Ah, we will give. Hallelujah. God will help us in the name of Jesus. If you want to find out, ask so that you know the people that are in charge. In this church, we have people that are in charge of that. Thank God for that. Some of us, we so think about some unnecessary thing instead of focusing on the Lord. Because our goal is not here, it's heaven, it's eternity. That's why we must walk with him. To enjoy his fullness, to enjoy his goodness. To enjoy that brand new beginning, we must walk with God. Hallelujah. So walking with God is not just, you know, saying advancing it. No, one is, another thing is following his guidance through his word. Living a life of righteousness, abiding in his word. Noah was somebody that, you know, God said he saw him. Let us go back to that 6:9. God saw him, singled him out. Because God saw that this man is a man after my heart. He's not a man that followed the crowd. You see, everybody in the world, God destroyed the world at that time. You know how many people were in the world? So many. But only one man and his family were spared. Because he walked with God. Hallelujah. The race is not competing with anybody. The race is for you and God. Hallelujah. As we are running the race, husband and wife, nobody's going to, you are not going to testify for me. I'm not going to testify. As a pastor, you are not testifying for me. Hallelujah. So God looks at us. And God has an expectation for every one of us. There is an expectation and requirement to walk with God. God expects us to follow his footsteps. 1 Peter 2:21. He expects us to follow his footsteps. Hallelujah. Before you do that, let me just read that, Genesis 6. I said, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his word, generations. And Noah walked with God. He was what? Perfect. Do you know that as we continue in his word, as we continue to tell or to focus on him, we will get into perfection. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:21. He said, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his word, his steps. We are not Christians for nothing. We are Christians to live a life of Christ. We are Christ followers. So we must what? Walk with him, follow in his step. Hallelujah. So God expects us to follow his footstep. Another thing that God expects us to be an imitator of God. Hallelujah. Be an imitator. Because some of us to imitate God, we are imitating man. But Paul was able to say that, imitate me as I imitate Christ. He told them that he was bold to say that because he knows and he knew that he was following Christ. Hallelujah. Let's look at Ephesians 5:1-2. Be an imitator. Imitate Christ. Christ was on earth. There was no scandal about him. There was no scandal. Ephesians 5. He said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear were children, followers. And walk in love. We are in the season of love. The Bible says God's love is shed abroad in our hearts. It is that love that should reflect in different dimensions. Hallelujah. He said, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and had given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling word, savor. Walk in love. Hallelujah. God will help us. So be an imitator of God. Another thing he says, be holy. We are going to look at 1 Peter 1:15-16 and Leviticus 27. He said, without holiness, no man can see God. What is holiness actually? We talk about holiness. Holiness is when you are in obedience to his word. He said, but as he which had called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of what? Conversation. Conversation. I remember Osarime asked that question about if your parents had problems. If you have problems with them, you know, will you just, you know, you have to forgive. If you cannot forgive, then you cannot walk with God. Because who are we? We did not deserve it, but Jesus came and did what? Died for us. We don't even deserve it. We that he came, we are the ones that even spat on him. We are the ones that crucified him. We have to learn to what? Forgive. Hallelujah. Because he forgave our sins so that we also will forgive others. You know, I always remember the story of Joyce Meyer, whom the father slept with. But she forgave him. Because if you do not forgive, you are holding on to that. You will not be able to move forward. You always be looking down instead of looking up. And the devil loves that when you don't forgive. He comes and magnifies it. And before you know, it will start affecting you. Not just you, but even your kids. It will not be a generational thing. The person that has offended you, they have come to beg you, you say no. They are living their lives. They have repented. They say, God, we are sorry. If we had known better, I would have done this. They will make it to heaven. You will not make it. It's the truth. If you have unforgiven her, you will never make it. It's not, you will not make it. That's the truth. We must learn to forgive. It does not matter how bad it is. Sometimes it is very bad. But you can ask God to help you. The one that can help us. There are some things that people will do to you that you say, I will never forget this person. I will never forgive. Never. And of course, are you not, is it not true? It's true that the person did that to you. It's very bad. If everybody here, they'll say, oh, it's bad. Yes. But then, what happens? The person is moving on. The person will go and beg God, repent, and live his life. You will come to hold that. Some people have been holding grudges for 20 years. That thing is eating you up. And you say you are a Christian. You are not. You are not a Christian. That's just the truth. A Christian learns to forgive because Jesus forgave us our sins. Hallelujah. So we must live a holy life. We read that. He said, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am what? Holy. It's a holy God. Let's look at Leviticus 27. Leviticus 27. It says, sanctify yourself, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. Hallelujah. We have come to church this morning. Are you holding grudge? Is there somebody that is, you know, has done something to you? It's so bad. Yes, we know. But Jesus paid the price for you to, for us to be here today. If you think that, oh, the thing is too much, I cannot. You are destroying yourself, not the person. Hallelujah. There are some people that they are the ones that did something to you. They are the ones that are keeping malice with you. What are you going to do? Make peace. The Bible says, make peace with all men. That's just the truth. Be at peace with all men. So if you are holding grudge, you are killing yourself. You are destroying yourself because you are giving the devil room to manipulate your life, to direct your life. Everybody in the world at that time when Noah was, they were in sin, wicked, violence, gossip, doing all sorts of things, immorality. But himself was different. Himself and his family, they were what? Different. And God saw it and singled them out. If they were like the others, God would have destroyed the world. No one would have survived. Hallelujah. So, when we walk with God, we'll be different. The Bible says, even though we are in the world, we are not of the world. That's one thing that we should know. Some people might say things to me that will get me angry. I can be annoyed sometimes, but sometimes you'll be surprised. The worst thing, I would just say, when I told you, somebody told me, how can you, you have the girls. I laughed. It's people that were fighting. I said, you don't even talk. Somebody is insulting you. I said, do I have power? I don't have the strength now. What are people that I don't have? What do you want them to do? You are laughing at me. Let them laugh. Hallelujah. Because I'm not God. I don't have the strength. Thank God for people that have boys. Thank God for people that have both. But I thank God for the ones that God has blessed me with. Because they are meant for signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Where men we stand, they will stand. Where kings we stand, they will stand. I always pray for my children. Hallelujah. So the Lord will help us in the name of. We must be holy. You must trust in him. Have faith in him. Without faith, no man can see God. abstain from sin. Romans 6, 10 to 14. Let's read that. Abstain from sin. 6, 10 to. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. Let not sin, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto what? God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instrument of righteousness unto God. Hallelujah. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under what? Grace. Hallelujah. Because when we talk about sin, some people think that, oh, when you kill somebody. There are so many things. When you do anything contrary to the word of God is sin. Anything. If you lie, it's a sin. If somebody calls you, you are at home, you are said, oh, I'm in Manhattan right now. It's a lie. Hallelujah. You know, some of us like to paint it and say there's white sin, there's white light, there's red, there's black. Black has turned to demon. They demonize anything that is black. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Any lie is a sin. That's the truth. If you steal, it's a sin. You talk bad about your neighbor. False witness is a sin. Sin is sin. Anything that is contrary to the word of God is sin. It's a sin. As people that walk with God, you must look at yourself. Am I walking with him? Or am I walking with man? Because most of the time, we are in church, but we are walking with man instead of with God. Tell your neighbor, I'm walking with God. If that neighbor is sleeping, tap the person very well and say, I'm walking with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, Enoch is calling you. I'm walking with God. Hallelujah. Because we need to walk with, identify with the God that we serve. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. So I talked about abstain from sin. Sin, please, you cannot be a child of God. You have one leg out, one leg in. You cannot walk with God like that. If Abraham was like that, God wouldn't have called him out and say, walk before him. God saw him. He was a man of integrity. A man, when he tells you good morning, you will not need to look at the time, whether it's 12 or 6 p.m. A man of integrity. A man that kept himself. Did not say, oh, my wife did not get, let me go and get outside. Let me cheat on him. No. That's why God singled him out. The same thing with Noah. Keep his command. The seventh one is keep his commandments. Matthew 22, 29. We err because we do not know the scriptures. The reason why we continue to commit sin is that we don't know the word of God. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. And that is the truth. Thank God for grace. You know that there are some of the things that we do in those days. If we do them, we'll just die. Hallelujah. When he tells you something and you don't do it, he's the one that will just strike you now himself. But thank God for grace. That we have Jesus that we can call. That we can say, Father, forgive me in any way that I've fallen short. Hallelujah. So we must obey his commandment. How do you obey when you don't even know? You don't even know what God is saying to you. You don't even know the power that God has, the one that makes a way in the wilderness, the one that we know, the one that we always hold on to is, oh, Father, let my enemy die. When you are not living right, you want your enemy to die. They will not die you. They will fire you more. Until you understand the precept, until you understand the principle of God, you understand the word, you understand him. Hallelujah. So please, we must know the word. So how do we fulfill this requirement? I know my time is almost gone. How do we fulfill this requirement, this expectation of God? Being intentional in service and studying his word. We need to be intentional. You're coming to church. Why are you in church? Why are you in church? Are you in church to look at Mary singing? No, I'm not just calling you out. Praise the Lord. That she sings very well. Is that why you are in church? Hallelujah. You have to be intentional about this God that we serve. Intentional about service. I'm coming to service to meet with the Lord. Intentional about the word. You are reading the word of God. Studying it, meditating on it, not just reading it. Because all of the word I believe in, then you just go, I've read it. No. Intentional, I want to know him. I want to find him in his word. I want to find him. Hallelujah. So be intentional in service, in studying the word. Be consistent. Be consistent in service and in the word. Don't read the Bible today. You put it under your table. Or you have it in your phone. You will never open it until you come to church. Sunday Christian. It doesn't work. When problem comes, you say, hey, what does the Bible say? Hey, where is that place now? Deaconess, can you tell me where that place that they say they will keep my enemy? You keep running. Some go on the internet and start looking for. If you are consistent in service, consistent in studying the word, then you will find him. He'll be there for you. The Holy Spirit will reveal the word that you need in time, in that time of your need. Hallelujah. You can be walking and the Spirit tells you something. Hallelujah. Have you been walking before and the Spirit said, no, you are not going. Don't go there. Don't take that bus. Be intentional. Be consistent. Don't be hot today. Tomorrow you are cold. Service starts at 9:30, right? People are coming at 11. So what are your intentions? Be consistent. Connect yourself with God through prayers and the word. Connect. There has to be a connection. Some of us don't have any connection with God. Christianity is not all about coming to church and just sitting. No. We sing praise and worship. We go, no. There has to be a relationship. There has to be a connection. When you talk to your earthly father, he answers you because you have a connection with him. When you don't have a connection, like that example that was, then you cannot even ask anything. Hallelujah. Have a connection through prayers, through the word of God. The way you can connect, one thing is meditating. Meditate on the word of God. Some of us don't know what meditation is. When you're reading the Bible, you read it intentionally to find what God is telling you in that place. What God is revealing, what part of himself is he revealing to you? Hallelujah. I want to read 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman who need not to be ashamed, rightly what? Dividing the word of truth. rightly doing what? Dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. That is our God. I can stop here now. We are going to rise on our feet. Micah 6:8, I'm going to read that. He said, he has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? But to do what justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Walking with God is a way of life. Hallelujah. The choices you make is very important. I don't really have time, but the choices you make, the friends you keep. The Bible says we should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. The last one is focus on him. Do not be unequally yoked. That's Colossians 2:8. Then focus on him is Colossians 2:6-7. Focus on him. Matthew 6:33. I want us to talk to God at this time. The one that said we should seek him first and his righteousness, and all every other thing will be added unto us. Begin to pray for yourself. Children, you can pray for yourself. You are not too young to pray for yourself. You're not too young. God can use you to change lives. God can use you to bring that brand new beginning in your life, in your family, in the church too. Let's begin to talk to God. Let's begin to talk to God. Let's begin to talk to God. He's Alpha, He's Omega. He's the beginning, He's the end. Before you tell somebody, I love you with the love of the Lord, do you have that relationship with Him? You love God first. He said, because when you love, when you say, if you don't love your neighbor that you see, is it him that you have not seen that you love? Let's begin to pray for ourselves. In any way that I've fallen short, Father, help me this morning. You are Alpha, you're Omega, you're the beginning, you're the end. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I want to walk with you, Lord. Every distraction removed from my life, oh Lord. Begin to pray. Every distraction, let it be removed from my life. Thank you, Jesus. Yesterday is gone. Today is a brand new day, Father. I want something new in my life. New testimonies, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to pray for ourselves. Is there anyone that have been struggling to do the will of God? Sometimes it's a struggle. Sometimes because of the things, the people that we associate ourselves with, the choices we make. Is there anyone that is struggling with doing the will of God? Struggling with walking with God. You can lift your hands, I'll pray with you. In the absence of that, we're going to pray. We want to say thank you, Jesus. Begin to say, Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your name, we give you glory, we give you honor. In the name of Jesus, you are Alpha, you're Omega, you're the beginning, you're the end, O Lord. Thank you, Father. And I pray this morning for you and for me, for everyone in the church. According to Numbers 6:25 to 26, it said, the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. The one that never fails, he will be with you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you at this time. We thank you for your word that we have heard. Your word is life, O Lord. Father, we pray, O Lord, that this word that we heard, O Lord, will not just be hearers, but be doers of your word. Father, Lord, we pray, O Lord, that, Lord, you will help us, O Lord, by your spirit, O Lord, to divinely, O Lord, and intentionally study your word in the name of Jesus, to be consistent in you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Father, Lord, during this time of fasting, O Lord, strengthen us in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Let your name be glorified in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Let testimony abound. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. As many that have been struggling, O Lord, having one leg out, one leg, Father, visit them in the name of Jesus. From today, let them not remain the same. In the name of Jesus, let your grace be sufficient for them. In the name of, from today, let them sing a new song. As many that are believing you for this new thing, Father, do it in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we also pray for as many, O Lord, that are believing you for their status in this land. Father, Lord, do it for them. Establish them. Settle them in this land in the name of Jesus. The gates of hell shall not prevail against them in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, turn things around for their good. Toss things around for their good in the name of Jesus. Let them testify of your goodness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
God is good.